From Paul's letter to 1 Timothy, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I like the paraphrases of this verse. This is a faithful saying and worthy to be accepted by everybody. And Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm right at the top. Right at the top. First. Night before last, I was having a conversation with my daughter, and we were talking about what qualifications should a student have to come to Emmanuel. What should parents be looking for when they're at that moment of decision of sending their boy or girl off to this faraway school in Eau Claire. And one of the things that I have come up with over the years is that a student needs to be able to make good decisions most of the time. Good moral decisions, good spiritual decisions, good decisions most all the time. And then that student's going to have a lot of success at Emmanuel. Then we kept right on talking, and then she was telling me, you know, I remember what you told me when we left for Emmanuel. Now we're talking about 20, 30 years ago already. He says, when you get to be, this is what I told them, Cheryl too. Is when you get to Emmanuel, don't be a part of the problem, be part of the solution. Obviously, we have problems at Emmanuel, and it was a wish that I had for my students that they would be not part of the problem, for sure. When you think about that, of yourself, are you part of a problem? As a student, do you give your profs fits because you don't do your work on time? Don't study for the test? Cannot be relied upon to make good decisions most of the time? Well, we'd all like to think, I'm sure, that we're not part of the problem. That we're good little boys and girls. That most of the time what we do is okay. But do you remember who spoke these words that I read as the text? Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Right at the top. This is the Apostle Paul. And he's saying, I'm the problem. He's inviting every one of us to think of ourselves as the problem. The problem for which God had a plan for a solution. And a very, very precious solution, that Jesus Christ came to save sinners. And that salvation involved the atoning sacrifice on the cross. To take care of the sin problem, which is the problem. So that those for whom he died benefit from the forgiveness of their sins. You and I benefiting from the forgiveness of our sins. So what Christ has done for us is create a great solution. And he has empowered us through the Spirit in the solution by creating faith in our hearts. Giving us the gift of harmony with God, fellowship with God, partnership with God through faith in Jesus Christ. We are the problem, but the problem is solved. And what a precious gift we have from God that it is. We have a solution. Spirit generated for each one of us, as you and I now can share the power of this forgiveness with one another, to empower us to tell each other of the gospel, to remind one another, sin's not good. Sin is not something that we're okay with. That's problem stuff. The problem stuff has been taken care of in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We're in the solution side of things. We're among those that ask the Spirit of God to give us power to use the gospel to say no to sin and no to all those things that drag us down into the pits of despair and weakness. What a truly blessed thing it is to be empowered by our God in the context of the solution, because the problem has been solved. Through Jesus Christ, amen.